1 Peter 5, verses 8 to 11. Be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in the faith, because you know that the family of believers throughout the world is undergoing the same kind of sufferings. And the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. To him be the power forever and ever. Amen. It's fair to say that the concept of Satan is not a popular one. In our society, while many people are happy to believe in a loving, benevolent God who is there to protect them and their families, the idea of a personal force of evil, Satan, is rejected by most. Some see the idea as offensive, others as outdated, others still as childish or laughable. But the Bible is clear on this. It teaches us that Satan is real and he's active. He has set himself up as the enemy of God. If we are part of God's worldwide family of believers, he's our enemy too. And today's passage shows us just how deadly Satan is. Like a hungry lion, he lies in wait for an opportune time to take down his victims. It's imperative that Christians are alert to the reality of Satan and his capacity to get involved in our lives, in our thoughts, our emotions, our relationships, and the circumstances of our lives. We mustn't overestimate Satan. He's in no way equal with God. While our almighty God reigns eternally over all things, Satan's power is very much limited. As a created being, he's finite, and he can do nothing without God's permission. What's more, God has already secured eternal victory over Satan through Jesus' death and resurrection. But there's still a battle taking place. Until the time comes when Jesus returns to earth and the enemy is finally destroyed, Satan will continue to oppose God's people, trying to turn us away from our faith and towards sin. God wants your freedom even more than you do. We'll look tomorrow at how we can stand firm in the faith against our enemy, looking confidently to the promise that God himself will make us strong, firm, and steadfast. For today, how seriously do you take the reality of Satan? What comfort do you find in knowing that he can do nothing without God's permission?